Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Inflation slowed substantially to its lowest annual rate since March 2022, and core inflation fell back to 7.9% after hitting a 30-year high in May. The Indian owner of Jaguar Land Rover says it plans to build a £4 billion battery factory in the UK, a move the government says will bring in around 4,000 jobs. The Met Police has apologised and agreed a mutually satisfactory settlement to the family of murdered private investigator Daniel Morgan. Housing charity Shelter say the government is failing renters as it criticises their slow progress on rental reforms. Here's our reporter Phil Towers with more.
Well, Shelter's survey, which was carried out by YouGov and included 1,910 private renters in England, including 489 with dependent children, also showed that almost a fifth have had to move three or more times in the past 5 years, which they say lays bare just how insecure private renting currently is. They say many parents will be forced to overpay and accept dire conditions or deal with the prospect of becoming homeless.
That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Paul Blundell.
At Tesco, we've cut the prices on hundreds of essentials, like Tesco British milk, cut from £1.55 to £1.45, or Tesco penny pasta, now cut from 80p to 75p, or Tesco seedless grape selection, cut from £2 to £1.90. Look out for even more price cuts at Tesco, in-store and online, because we've cut the prices on hundreds of everyday essential products. Tesco, every little helps. Milk 4 pints excludes Northern Ireland, pasta 500 grams, grapes 500 grams. Majority of larger stores excludes Express and Whoosh.
Coming up, the greats. The lifetimes and music of the best that ever did.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The greats. The lifetimes and music of the best that ever did.
Welcome to another in our series of The Greats, here on Colorful Radio with me, Florianne McBain.
What you want?
Explore the life of the powerhouse and queen of soul and R&B, Aretha Franklin. Louise Franklin was born March the 25th, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee. Her powerful mezzo-soprano voice has produced countless hits, including her signature tracks, Respect and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which have defined the sound of an era.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you
Elegant bouffant hairstyles, extravagant dresses, and luxurious furs have helped produce the show-stopping Queen of Soul. Franklin is the daughter of Barbara Siggers, who was an accomplished piano player and vocalist, and Clarence LaVaughan, a travelling preacher originally from Selby, Mississippi. Her parents had three other children, and both parents had children outside of their marriage, which contributed to their breakup. Franklin's mother sadly died just before her 10th birthday. Several women, including gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, took turns helping with the children. As a child, Franklin played the piano by ear and sang solos in church. By the time she was 14, her father was managing and taking her on tour around the churches. Her father secured Aretha's first recording deal with JVB Records, which released her first of several gospel songs in 1956. Two singles were released to gospel radio stations, including Never Grow Old and Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Her sisters performed the backing vocals.
Yeah.
Franklin sometimes travelled with the caravans and the Soul Stirrers during this time and developed a crush on Sam Cooke, who was then part of the latter group. At 18, she told her father she wanted a career in pop music just like Cooke. He duly obliged, and Aretha was signed to Columbia Records in 1960 as a 5% artist. Columbia single, Today I Sing the Blues, went into the top 10 of the Hot Rhythm and Blues Sellers chart. She followed it with an album that also reached the Billboard Hot 100.
Then I see you walk away, see you walk away from me, yeah.
Rock-a-bye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody became her first international hit, reaching the top 40 in Australia and Canada, despite it being a B-side.
Rock-a-bye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. When you croon, croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, and just hang my cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason Dixie line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the heart that's in ya. Weep no more, my lady, sing the song me. Hey, little Joe, just as though and baby kisses I'm gonna deliver the minute that you sing that Swan River. Rock-a-bye, you rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Oh, weep no more, my fair lady, why don't you sing a song for me. Hey, little Joe, just as though
has married twice, marrying Ted White in 1961, despite her father's objections. Stories of domestic violence led to their divorce in 1969. Franklin married her second husband, Glyn Turman, in 1978 at her father's church. They also divorced in 1984. The star has four sons. Franklin had plans to marry longtime companion Willie Walkerson, with whom she had two previous engagements stretching back to 1988. But it was never meant to happen, and in 2012, she called time permanently on the relationship.
Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you want to talk to tonight? Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of fools.
By 1964, Franklin began recording more pop music, reaching the top 10 on the R&B chart with the ballad Running Out of Fools. And by now, Aretha was netting $100,000 from countless performances in nightclubs and theatres. In 1967, after 6 years with the company, Aretha ended her contract with Columbia and signed to Atlantic Records.
Sweet talking, go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime's worth of talking, and then I'm gonna hang right up on you.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to record at Fame Studios. She belted out, "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You," in front of the musicians of the famed Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. The single was quickly released and shot up to number one on the R&B charts, peaking at number nine on the Billboard Hot 100, giving Aretha her first top 10 pop single. Her success was followed by a cover version of Otis Redding's Respect, which also shot to number one on both the R&B and pop charts, which became her signature song and later hailed as a civil rights and feminist anthem. Aretha's debut Atlantic album was a massive commercial success and went gold. She scored two more top 10 singles, including Baby I Love You and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Franklin released more top albums, Lady Soul and Aretha Now, and included some of her most popular hit singles, including Chain of Fools, Ain't No Way, Think, and I Say a Little Prayer. In February that year, Franklin earned the first two of her Grammys, one for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. Franklin also received a day in her honour, and longtime friend Martin Luther King Jr. gave her the SCLC Drumbeat Award for musicians before he died 2 months later. In June 1968, Franklin appeared on the cover of Time magazine. Franklin's success continued to increase in the early 1970s. Recordings of Spanish Harlem, Rocksteady, and Daydreaming, as well as the acclaimed albums Spirit in the Dark, Young, Gifted, and Black, and her gospel album, Amazing Grace, sold over 2 million copies. Some of Franklin's music business friends have included Dionne Warwick, Mavis Staples, and Sissy Houston. Her late daughter, Whitney Houston, was Franklin's honorary niece, and often called her Auntie Ree. Franklin's career began experiencing issues while working with Quincy Jones recording the album Hey Now, Hey, The Other Side of the Sky. Despite the success of the single Angel, the album bombed upon its release in 1973. Franklin continued having R&B success with songs such as Until You Come Back to Me and I'm in Love. But by 1975, her success had waned. A year later, she walked out on Atlantic Records. In 1979, Franklin's father was shot twice in his Detroit home, leaving him in a coma. He died 2 years later.
Think about what's trying to do to me.
following year, Franklin signed with Clive Davis at Arista Records and gave a command performance at the Royal Albert Hall in front of Queen Elizabeth. Aretha also played a guest role as a waitress in the comedy musical The Blues Brothers. After 7 years, Franklin returned to the gold standard with the album Jump To It. Its title track was her first top 40 single on the pop charts in 6 years. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I got to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go, man, really. Yeah, I'm coming in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, here's the reason why.
In 1985, she decided to have a younger sound in her fourth Arista album. It worked, and was her first album to be certified platinum after selling well over a million copies thanks to the hits Freeway of Love, the track title, and Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves.
Fighting
don't we, girl? Dishing out the dirt on everybody and giving each other the 411 on who drop kick two this week. You know what we're talking about. When the baby goes, shall we did indeed. When the baby goes, shall we did indeed.
The duet with George Michael was Franklin's international number one hit. Returned to the top 40 with the Lauryn Hill produced song A Rose Is Still a Rose. Again, the album went gold. Her final Arista album, So Damn Happy, was released in 2003 and featured the Grammy winning song Wonderful. After 20 years with the label, Franklin announced that she was leaving Arista in 2004. In January 2009, Franklin again made international headlines performing My Country, Tis of Thee at President Barack Obama's inaugural ceremony. Under the public eye, Aretha has battled with her weight for years and admits to yo-yo dieting. She is a former chain smoker who struggled with alcoholism and quit smoking in 1992 following surgery to get rid of an undisclosed tumour. Her amazing career, Aretha Franklin has recorded a total of 88 charted singles on Billboard, including 77 Hot 100 entries and 20 number one R&B singles, becoming the most charted female artist in the chart's history. The Queen of Soul has won 18 Grammy Awards. One is for the best-selling female artists of all time, having sold over 75 million records worldwide. Aretha Franklin was the first female performer inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. The UK Music of Fame and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005 were presented to her at the White House.
Change. Hey, from my ground to the
She was also inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2012 and is listed in at least two all-time lists on Rolling Stone magazine. Aretha is ranked at number 9 in the 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. Above all, Aretha has been crowned as number 1 in the 100 Greatest Singers of All Time. On the 16th of August 2018, sad news was delivered in a family statement confirming the Queen of Soul had passed away at 9:50 a.m. at her home in Detroit, surrounded by family and friends. The official cause of death was advanced pancreatic cancer. Franklin is survived by her 4 sons. The music world mourns the loss of another legendary star whose talent and personality were larger than life in different platforms, from entertainer, civil rights activist, and feminist. Her legacy will continue to encourage and lead others for many years to come. Another in our series of The Greats with me, Florianne McVeigh, here on Colourful Radio. Join me again next time.